Women in Wellington County who have ever considered running for municipal office are being encouraged to take the first step, thanks to a training and support initiative launching ahead of this fall's election. Municipal Campaign School Wellington is offering a slate of free in-person and virtual events designed to help women prepare for a run at municipal council or school board in the October vote. The volunteer-run program is part of a province-wide network working to increase the number of women elected to local office. Organizer Kurt Hammond says one of the biggest hurdles happens long before the nomination papers are filed.
The first is no one's asked them, and attached to that is they don't think they have much value to add or don't have the skills or specific knowledge needed. And I want to push back on both those concepts that we need people from all corners of our community sitting around council tables as trustees. And the more voices we have from different corners, the better our governance is going to be. So what we do is we invite women to think about all the skills and knowledge they do have and how they can bring those, what value that would bring to the role they can play as a councillor or a trustee.
Hammond says a key part of the campaign school is simply making information easier to access so potential candidates understand what's involved and feel more confident stepping forward.
There's nothing wrong with exploring this now. And so coming out to any of our programs, which are all free and available within a mix of online and in person, come on out, ask some questions, start doing that personal reflection around how this might fit into your work and home responsibilities. You don't have to have it all figured out. And that's one of the big messages we have at Campaign School is you don't have to have it all figured out or even made that decision. We really invite people who are kind of election curious to come out, listen to what we have to say, ask some questions, and then go away and do some reflection. The biggest fear is the unknown, and we help try to reduce some of that.
Programming runs now through the election and includes full-day training sessions, topic-focused workshops, and monthly online office hours where prospective candidates can drop in with questions. There's also sessions on how allies can support women candidates and how tools like artificial intelligence can be used in local campaigns. Hammond says encouraging more women to run is part of a broader goal of improving representation at the local level.
For me, it's huge, and that's why I spend so much time and I'm really passionate about this, because I think when we don't have voices from all corners of our community that represent all the different life experiences in our community has, we're not making decisions that are fair, equitable, or just. I think it's really important for me that we have people with different lived experiences, different places in their life cycles and their work cycles, thinking about what it means to have a good, strong, robust community, and especially around our council tables and when we're making decisions on where to put time and money.
He adds that even for those who don't end up winning a seat, there could be a lasting value in the experience.
I've got friends, female leaders across the province who came to our first campaign school, which had been 2018, and now are running campaign schools in their own community because they ran, they sat on council, and now they want to be paying it forward by helping other women consider it. So it is a process, and it's okay to be thinking about it now and not running. It's also understandable that sometimes you run and you don't win the first time. And if that experience becomes part of the decision to come back with stronger and more interested or focused on what a good campaign could look like.
Organizers say participants don't need to be fully committed to running to take part. The program is also for women simply exploring the idea. Full details on events and registration are available at municipalcampaignschool.ca. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.